Hello, sunshine, and rise up, up, up. It's our moment. You know, together we're glowing. Gonna be golden. Yeah, my daughters have K-pop demon hunters fully ingrained in my brain. Hope you had an awesome weekend, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and we're gonna switch things up today. We start with a... Did you know the Nobel Prize isn't just a famous peace prize? It's also awarded in a variety of fields, including medicine, chemistry, physics, literature, and economics. The prizes are named for Alfred Nobel, a Swedish chemist and inventor who held patents for more than 350 inventions, including dynamite. Nobel left his fortune to establish a namesake foundation to recognize those who work, quote, for the greatest benefit of mankind. Now the foundation awards the prizes annually to those who embody the pinnacle of their fields. Past winners include physicist Albert Einstein, civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr., and author Ernest Hemingway. The youngest person to win a Nobel Prize was 17 years old, Malala Yousafzai. She won in 2014 for her fight for girls' education. Today, the Nobel Prize includes a gold medal, diploma, and around $1 million, although not all winners have accepted their awards. In 1973, Vietnamese revolutionary Le Duc Tho declined, saying peace had not truly been achieved. The more you know. And we now know this year's winners in the field of medicine. The prestigious prize is going to not one, not two, but three scientists who helped forever change our understanding of the immune system. American scientists Mary E. Brunkow and Fred Ramsdell, along with Japanese scientist Shimon Sakaguchi, will share the prize for their work on regulatory T cells. The cells function as your body's security guards, helping your immune system fight off harmful invaders while keeping it from attacking your own body, a cause of many autoimmune diseases. Sakaguchi first identified the T cell variant back in 1995, and Brunkow and Ramsdell helped build upon his work to help the medical community better understand autoimmune diseases like lupus and multiple sclerosis. The Nobel Committee says the trio's work has not only paved the way for possible cures for those diseases, but helped make cancer treatments more effective and reduce complications for organ transplants. That is some seriously inspiring science. Now to the Himalayan mountains, where a blizzard left hordes of hikers stranded near the world's tallest peak of Mount Everest. As of this taping, rescue operations are still underway near the mountain's eastern face, a popular tourist destination, after nearly 1,000 visitors found themselves trapped by the wicked weather over the weekend. Our Will Ripley has more.
Freezing winds, chest-high snowdrifts, almost zero visibility, hundreds of trekkers caught in really brutal conditions on Mount Everest right now. A powerful blizzard swept across the Tibetan side of the Himalayas. Many people were stranded outside for hours or even days. With temperatures plunging like that, hypothermia is a real risk. The storm buried trails, it cut off escape routes in a remote valley on the eastern flank of Everest. The rescue effort has been slow, it's been dangerous. That part of Everest is much harder to reach than the north face, which is also in Tibet, but it has a paved road leading almost all the way to base camp. Teams of villagers and emergency crews have been mobilized to dig through the deep snow and help guide people down the mountain by hand. All the trekkers are now believed to be accounted for. Groups were being brought to safety in stages. Many are finally on lower ground. They're getting warm meals, they're getting medical checks, and they're getting a chance to recover. The blizzard hit during China's National Day holiday when trekking traffic peaks. October is usually one of the safest and most predictable months for trekking. Cooler temperatures, clearer skies, and far less risk of heavy storms once the monsoon ends. But this time, snow, rain, thunder, and lightning all arrived at once.
Thank you, Will. All right, today marks the second anniversary of a day that forever changed Israel and the Middle East. On October 7th, 2023, the terror group Hamas launched a series of terror attacks inside Israel, killing around 1,200 people and taking more than 250 hostages. Israel responded, launching the ongoing war on Hamas in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza, which Hamas has controlled since 2007. Many innocent people have died. The enclave's health ministry says more than 67,000 Palestinians have been killed, most of them women and children. The ongoing humanitarian crisis in the enclave has drawn fierce condemnation on the world stage, including from some of Israel's biggest allies. This week, talks are underway for a potential ceasefire deal that could possibly end the war and result in the release of the 20 living hostages thought to still be held by Hamas. As of this taping, indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas are underway in Egypt with mediators from the U.S., Qatar, and Turkey. We'll update you on any potential developments as the week goes on. All right, have you heard about this potential new planet in our own solar system? One recent study suggests a possible planet dubbed Planet Y could be lurking in the Kuiper Belt just beyond Neptune. The belt is home to thousands of massive icy objects, including former planet Pluto. The authors say that while a planet has yet to be found, there is something impacting the orbits of surrounding objects. Here's famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson breaking down this theory.
Now we have objects moving in this belt. And a couple of times in recent years, people have found objects moving in ways that maybe there's something tugging on them, influencing their trajectories.
Okay.
And if it's influencing
really
that, right. And that way you can infer the presence of a planet that is yet to be discovered simply by the gravitational actions of things in its vicinity.
Now, the possibility of a new planet has engrossed astronomers for more than a century, but a brand new telescope, the Vera C. Rubin Observatory, could allow them to survey the cosmos like never before, and we may have a definitive answer in as soon as a few years. Pop quiz, hot shot, which iconic animal close to extinction was saved due to conservation efforts? Polar bear, bald eagle, blue whale, or Tasmanian tiger? If you said bald eagle, you are the wind beneath my wings. In the mid-1900s, the pesticide DDT caused bald eagle eggshells to become thin and fragile, but in 1972, the U.S. banned it, and that helped eagle populations recover. Scientists are closer than ever to being able to bring back extinct species. You may remember the pair of dire wolf pups named Romulus and Remus. Well, they just celebrated their first birthday. The prodigious pair of pack predators were born as part of one company's efforts to bring the species back from extinction using some ancient DNA and some modern solutions. But not everyone is in agreement about the achievement. Our Samantha Lindell has more.
In April, Colossal Biosciences announced it had resurrected the dire wolf, an animal that went extinct 12,000 years ago. Since revealing the wolf's birth, the company has provided regular updates about the pups, which have been living on a 2,000-acre site at an undisclosed location.
It's been absolutely amazing being able to watch Remus and Romulus kind of grow, developed into these giant wolves. You know, they're a year old now, more than 120 pounds. They're just huge. They look amazing and super stoked that we just actually saw them hunt and get their first kill.
The biotech company calls the process of engineering such creatures de-extinction, and they hope to use the techniques on other lost species. But critics say even with advances in gene editing technology, it's not possible to resurrect an extinct animal.
You can bring back something that looks like an animal from the past, but whether it actually is that animal from the past, I think is perhaps doubtful.
The new biotechnology developed by Colossal may have potential applications in the conservation of endangered animals.
I think a legitimate use is the possibility of adding genetic diversity to species who are losing that genetic diversity.
For the wolf's caretakers, their first birthday is an opportunity to celebrate.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, the quest for the perfect burger. Each month, get this, dozens of California dads board a charter bus for a meeting of the Marin Burger Club. They claim to be the most data-driven burger association in the world. They've been visiting restaurants across the state for the past 12 years, trying more than 1,500 burgers. Their high-tech tasting strategy uses a tool they've named the Burger Majigger, which measures everything from the size of the patty to the sauce to toppings ratio, even the crispiness of fries. They even have a trademarked app to record every member's score.
More than anything, we now know each other as a community, as a bunch of dads that are raising our children together.
And get a load of this. They've also written a burger-loving ballad.
Hot buns and fresh meat.
All right, in case you're wondering, so far their number one burger, closest to perfection is at Buckeye Roadhouse in Mill Valley, California. And now I'm just hungry. Our first shout out of the day goes to Mr. Ray and all of our friends at St. Patrick Catholic School in Dallas, Texas, Rise Up. And Mrs. Jackson from Ishikawa Elementary School in Mesa, Arizona. Thank you so much for this. This 3D printed logo. This, no doubt, is going on to our wall of friends. Now, tomorrow is Your Word Wednesday. Follow us at Koi Wire and at CNN10 on Instagram. Put your unique vocabulary word and definition in the comment section of our most recent post, and we're going to choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Make it a terrific Tuesday, everyone. Let's do it again tomorrow. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN 10.